and visit the Big and Tall shop for sizes up to 5XL and 54-inch waist in-store. Plus, save an extra 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. JCPenney, style and value for all. Coupon valid 315 to 321. Some exclusions apply. Subject to credit approval. See store jcp.com.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Jeffrey the Giraffe is out of a job. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
What are we going to do without Toys R Us? I mean, where would we get toys from?
A lot of parents and kids will be disappointed hearing the news. Toys R Us getting ready to close for good. Fox's Jenny Casola details what happened live.
Dave, going out of business, sales are being planned at more than 700 Toys R Us stores. The Wall Street Journal says lawyers for the company filed liquidation papers last night. Toys R Us has been dealing with $5 billion in debt after it was purchased by two private equity firms and a real estate company. It was struggling to pay that back while losing business to Amazon, Walmart, and others. Toys R Us has more than 30,000 employees. They're being promised at least 60 days' salary and benefits, Dave.
Jenny, the House passed nearly unanimously a school safety bill, providing money to upgrade security and threat assessment training to schools hours after thousands of students walked out of class 4 weeks after the massacre in Florida.
From Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. To Manhattan, New York.
As a student, I am sick and tired of being forced to be on high alert.
To Littleton, Colorado, site of the Columbine Massacre.
What do we want? Gun control!
And in the heart of the nation's capital, students walked out of classrooms across the country to protest gun violence and demand safer schools and stricter gun control laws.
That's Fox's Phil Keating. U.S. Navy trying to figure out what went wrong yesterday off the Florida coast.
The FA-18F Super Hornet jet caught fire midair and crashed. That's according to witnesses. The two Navy aviators ejected but did not survive. Now, this all happened off the coast of Key West, Florida, while the jet was on final approach to a nearby airfield. A source telling Fox News that the jet was flying on one engine when it lost the other at low altitude.
Fox's Todd Pyro. Police in Kentucky still searching for a man wanted in the fatal shooting of a police officer Tuesday night. Fox News, fair and balanced.
Buying a new tractor? You owe it to yourself to visit your LS Tractor dealer. LS Tractors give you a lot more tractor for less money compared to other brands. For starters, LS Tractor comes with more select features as standard equipment. They make operating your tractor easier with better performance to get more work done quicker. Compare and you'll know who gives you more tractor for your money. LS Tractor. Excel in your field. Learn more at lstractorusa.com.
Visit Denning Automotive in Mattoon and get more tractor.
When hiring, you don't have time to waste. You need to get to a short list of qualified candidates fast. That's why you need Indeed.com. Daryl is hired with Indeed.
Using the site saves me a lot of time. It makes my job so much easier.
Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive dashboard. Your time is precious. Let Indeed help you get to your short list of qualified candidates. Post a job at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
While the House was working on that school safety bill, senators went to the bank.
A bipartisan group of lawmakers approves the bank rules rollback measure by a 67-31 vote majority. The legislation would increase the threshold for banks being considered too big to fail. The goal is to increase lending and boost the economy, but some Democrats object to the easing of rules under the 2010 legislation known as Dodd-Frank, saying the measure is a win for megabanks. The Senate bill will now be merged with a similar House version, while President Trump has signaled he would sign it if it reaches his desk. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Well, on Wall Street, stock futures are rising the morning after another sell-off when the Dow plunged 249 points. Oklahoma wants to bring back the gas chamber. Citing difficulties getting the drugs needed for lethal injection, state officials say they plan to switch to using nitrogen gas, a method that's never been used before in the U.S. The last gas chamber execution in America was in 1999 using cyanide. Two states do plan to inject killers tonight.
The state of Georgia's parole board refusing to stop the scheduled execution of Carlton Gary, convicted in the rape and murder of three elderly women in the late 1970s and suspected of four other killings. He's known as the Stocking Strangler. because of the method used to kill his victims. In Alabama, Michael Wayne Eggers has fired his lawyers, dropped his appeals, and says he wants to die as soon as possible for the murder of his boss 17 years ago. His now former attorney arguing to the U.S. Supreme Court that Eggers is schizophrenic and delusional and shouldn't be allowed to make that decision on his own. Absent court intervention, both men facing lethal injections tonight. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
The bracket is set for the NCAA men's basketball tournament. Syracuse and Texas Southern won the last two play-in games. There will be 16 games today, 16 tomorrow. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service and brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. You need flowers, that's where you go. Village at the Crossing Champaign, Cunningham and Urbana. Go to blossombasket.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning, Stevie J. And on the first day of spring, Tuesday the 20th, we'll be giving away a nice bouquet from Blossom Basket Floors. Today's high 52 with the sunshine, clear and a low 26 this evening. Mostly sunny in the forecast tomorrow to start with a high 43. Then a 30% chance of rain that bumps up to an 80% shot at showers and a low 33 on Friday night. That 30% chance of rain comes into Saturday's forecast with a high 46, but sunshine and a high 54 on Sunday. We're currently at 28, feels like 19, ESPN 93.5.
All right, we start today at 11 o'clock. It's the first game. This is 16 basketball games today.
Wow, that's a lot.
16 basketball games tomorrow. 8 on Saturday, 8 on Sunday.
And because of this, Chris just texted in at 359-2255. There should be two national holidays, Thursday and Friday. The NCAA tournament games. I'm leaving work early today and tomorrow just for this reason.
Yeah, it's a goodie. It's fun. I'm not as fired up because Illinois, but I did fill out a bracket, and I will be dispensing it online to various brackets like the ESPN one, and it's pretty milquetoast.
Okay.
Sometimes you just kind of fill it out, and I don't know much about any of these teams. I really didn't. I know the Big Ten. So let's see here. I have 2 1-seeds, a 2-seed, and a 3-seed in the Final Four.
Okay. Right.
I know. I don't really have any major shockers. I got Loyola of Chicago in 11 going to the Sweet 16.
Okay, well, that's something.
They beat ISU in the title of the Valley.
Yeah.
Loyola Chicago has what's called a chip on their shoulder.
I see.
Because no respect. They won their league. They won their tournament. They're in 11.
Well, when I ran to O'Hare to take my daughter for a spring break trip, so she could fly into Tampa, Chicago was all about Loyola on Monday.
They're good. Mm-hmm. They're really, really good. They're in 11. They play Miami, so that's probably the only thing I really got that makes you go, ooh, that's it. Oklahoma, because they shouldn't be in the tournament, I have winning a game.
I'm going to have Gonzaga going pretty far.
Yeah, I got Gonzaga losing to Xavier, but I don't believe Xavier will make the Final Four. So okay. I got North Carolina, Michigan State in the I got Virginia against North Carolina in one Final Four, Villanova against Michigan State in the other. I got Virginia, Villanova playing, and Villanova winning it all.
I think Obama went with Michigan State.
Yeah, well, Michigan State's got a bunch of talent. There's no doubt. At that level, it comes down to a possession. A three-point ball that goes in. I mean, that's all it is. It's you get down to those high-level games with a whole bunch of talent. Can they knock down a three? I mean, it's all about that last possession. It's just coin flip, veritable coin flip. There'll be some really nice upsets, and you know, I don't know what they'll be, and maybe your bracket will have it. But anyway, it starts today at 11. Brad Underwood will be a studio CBS guy today and tomorrow. Yeah, Coach Underwood, Fighting Illini basketball coach, will indeed do some broadcasting, I think today and tomorrow. Then his mentor, Frank Martin, South Carolina, will take over for Saturday, Sunday. Coach Underwood has been recruiting intently, and we'll see how the recruiting class goes here. Samba Kane was our latest guy, and I know we got a couple of biggies on the line here. Hopefully we can get them all. Okay, ESPN 93.5, I am Stevie J. Again, good morning. It is March 15. Isn't this the Ides of March? Caesar and all that? Yeah.
Been a while. Let's see. President Trump on Wednesday accused Senate Democrats of blocking and slow-walking hundreds of nominations of ambassadors and judges, saying the resulting situation is the worst in U.S. history. President Trump has repeatedly blasted Democrats for blocking his nominees, particularly former U.S. spokesman at the U.N., Richard Grenell, whom Trump has tapped for ambassador to Germany. Pete Sepp, how are you?
Doing well, thank you.
National Taxpayers Union. I looked at the website, Pete. You've been doing this 30 years?
Yeah, 30 years.
You look 26, dude. Is this an old picture?
Not too old. A lot of exercise and a lot of hair dye works wonders.
There you go.
Pete Sepp, S is in Sam E. Paul Sepp is his name. He's a political analyst and president of the National Taxpayers Union. What is slow walking? What does that mean?
It means either not holding hearings on nominations that a president sends to Capitol Hill for key positions, or not holding votes after the hearings have been held, or throwing up other procedural roadblocks, like saying, well, we're going to try to invoke cloture on this vote and require 60 votes for proceeding on a nomination instead of a normal majority. All of these things are tactics that can delay nominations. And look, statistically, there's actually a bit of blame to go toward both sides here. The fact is, the president has over 600 positions that he could fill, and he's not submitted nominations for about a third of them. Mm. On the other hand, Congress has been very slow in approving the nominations he has sent to the Hill, an average of about 80 days right now to process a nomination, compared to 60 days for President Obama and about 40 days for President George W. Bush. There's definitely something going on here.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know what you do about it. You can't really speed it up if they don't want to do it, right?
Well, constituents, of course, can call their lawmakers and demand that votes be held. That assumes that hearings have been held, though. And here's where the taxpayer angle is very important. There are a number of nominations of great concern to taxpayers, fiscal policy, that are on deck right now. Chuck Reddick, who is going to be the nominee for Commissioner of the Internal Revenue Service, he could be a really good guy in that post. He's a tax attorney and advisor. He knows what it's like to be in the hot seat during an audit situation. He could be a very good commissioner. Right now, the acting commissioner, David Cowder, great guy, but he's wearing two hats right now. He's not only acting IRS commissioner, he has a post in Treasury. I think we need two separate posts here, one for IRS commissioner and one so David Cowder can go back to his day job.
National Taxpayer Union's Pete Sepp, what do you think of the tax cuts, Pete?
Right now, very good. I think that we are seeing the tax cuts effects throughout the economy. You can't attribute every good or bad piece of economic news to these tax cuts. But look, over 4 million people have gotten bonuses or deposits in their 401ks or wage increases through the tax cuts. That's just due to the corporate tax cuts. Another 20 to 30 million are getting bigger paychecks because of less withholding. That's due to the personal income tax cuts. There are still 20 million people who need to adjust their quarterly estimated taxes. These are self-employed individuals. You add all of that up, and you're talking about benefits being delivered to 50 million or more people in the economy right now. That's important. I think it's going to continue to sustain a decent rate of economic growth, business creation, and business expansion. It's working as intended, and we need to keep doing more.
Okay, because what I'm hearing from the left is 98% aren't benefiting. That's just not true.
No.
It's so confusing because you hear talking heads and you go, wait a minute, what do you mean? And then I hear Pete Sepp say 50 million benefiting, and then I hear some talking figure guy 98. It's not true. I knew it wasn't true. It's just aggravating.
Yeah. Yeah. It can't be because, again, with these many millions of people just adjusting their withholding, for example, getting bigger paychecks, that statistic can't lie. Those paychecks are going to be bigger. Millions of Americans are starting to notice. And frankly, it's working out as Congress predicted. The agency called the Joint Committee on Taxation does the analysis. They figured that upwards of 80% of all taxpayers would either see a reduction in their taxes or very little change. The other 20%, well, they might see something of an increase, but not a great deal.
Yeah.
And again, it's working out as intended.
Yeah, good news. Pete, how do people find you at the National Taxpayers Union, Mr. President?
They can visit us online at NTU, our initials for National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org.
And last question, IRS filing next year be easier for most?
Yes, absolutely.
Awesome.
Somewhere
awesome.
Between 15 and 20 million will have a shorter tax form.
That's awesome. Pete, thanks as always. I appreciate your time.
My pleasure.
Thank you. Pete Sepp is his name. Never had him on. Political analyst and president of the National Taxpayers Union.
Out of Silver Spring, Maryland, where
yeah.
my sister Susan lives.
Well, you know what? I forgot to mention he went through St. Louis. He went to Webster University.
Oh, my sister went to St. Louis University.
Webster.
He's probably
yeah.
crossed paths with
probably.
Her.
Probably. Probably neighbors. Probably know.
He knew that I said 2nd Street, and he said 2nd Avenue. And
wow.
I was like, yeah, I think it is 2nd Avenue.
Might be best friends for all we know.
Exactly. Or anyway, neighbors or something.
There you go. 716 ESPN 93.5. Let's check your sports headlines.
Okay. Well, you know, Obama's picks are trending right now, and he went with number 3 seed Michigan State. What's also trending is why doesn't President Trump do this? 38% of Americans say he should keep up that tradition. But he just says, nah.
Yeah. He probably said, since the Illini are in it, I'm not in it.
There you go.
Probably
he's
what he
pulling
said.
The Stevie
yeah,
J.
Yeah, yeah.
UConn for the women on President Obama's pick. So people are getting their thoughts together, and you have to do that inside the next 3 hours, right? Things
yep.
start
yep.
up at 11 o'clock.
11 a.m., the ball goes up.
So we had the play-in games yesterday, so our brackets should be set. Illinois beat Milwaukee 9-6 yesterday in their home opener. The softball team beat Mizzou that final 5-2 and 9-6. We also had Kyle Schwarber get a raise. Cubs lost to Kansas City yesterday. St. Louis Cardinals beat Houston 3-1.
Well, the best news of the spring so far for me for St. Louis is Adam Wainwright has been wonderful. And he's older. And people thought, well, he can't really pin. He's had a great spring. So
mm-hmm.
here's hoping Mr. Competitor Adam Wainwright shocks the world and pitches with purpose and effectiveness. We'll see. Anyway, Kyle Schwarber. I think Kyle's going to have a really nice year. He thinned that. I don't know. Slimmed down. Had to help
right?
him.
Right? And he's got some free agency next year.
Uh-oh.
So maybe that's why they're
money
throwing
year.
Him a bone.
What'd they give him, do we know?
$604,000.
Okay. Well, that's like a $100,000 raise.
That is
chump change. Now, they gave Chris Bryant like $10
million. Huh.
And that's chump change, what he'll get someday. If he keeps his current trajectory, he'll join his buddy Bryce Harper and get a $400 million deal, which is what Bryce Harper is going to get next year.
Well, there you go. Bulls at Memphis tonight. Pacers will host Toronto. Blackhawks in Winnipeg. St. Louis Blues in Colorado going at it on ice. Congratulations, Nick Hardy, Big Ten Golfer of the Week. Did you hear that Tiger Woods is being picked?
Yeah.
As a winner coming into this weekend.
Vegas has him, Bay Hill has him favored, and I don't know.
But, yeah, right. But I guess he has won a lot.
But he's, you
at
know.
At that course.
He's had 14 golf rounds in his comeback, so it might be a little early. to be doing that. But that's the respect that when they see Tiger being Tiger, then everybody's going, oh, he's back. Well, you know, it's a gradual up and down thing, golf is. I think Tiger showed amazing resiliency last weekend. So we'll see. I think it might be a little early to be doing stuff like that. Let's check your weather.
We've got a high 52 with the sunshine. 26 hour low tonight with a star-filled sky. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a high 43. Then more clouds, a 30% chance of rain late afternoon. 80% shot showers on Friday night, low 33. Rain coming into Saturday, high 46. Sunny by Sunday and high 54. 27 now on ESPN 93.5.
Check your Fox Business Minute, brought to you by Eric Boland over at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Eric at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. Okay, the little doggy in the United Airlines I'm going to touch on. Also, Katy Perry and the Kiss. I'll touch on that as well next. Feel free to text in, of course, anytime, 359-2255. It's 720.
From the Fox Business Network, the Toys R Us chain is shutting down. Lawyers for Toys R Us have filed liquidation papers. The Wall Street Journal says going out of business sales are being planned at its more than 700 stores. Toys R Us has been dealing with $5 billion in debt after it was purchased by two private equity firms and a real estate company. It was struggling to pay that debt while losing business to Amazon, Walmart, and others. Toys R Us has more than 30,000 employees. They're being promised at least 60 days salary and benefits. Wells Fargo could be facing sanctions for improper selling of auto insurance policies. Reuters says more than 500,000 auto loan customers were forced to buy its insurance. Wells Fargo has blamed a third party. However, it appears Wells Fargo made a profit from the program. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Spearfishing has or will strike your business, wreaking havoc on your employees, brand, and your bottom line. Spearfishing can't be stopped by traditional email security solutions because messages appear to be legitimate from your boss, a trusted colleague, or a vendor asking you to wire money, confirm login credentials, or worse. Barracuda Sentinel is artificial intelligence for real-time spearfishing and cyber fraud defense. Reclaim your email in minutes with zero impact on network performance. Visit Barracuda.com/AI.
When water rushes in, keep the damage out by calling the cleanup team that's faster to any other size disaster. Serve Pro at 217-355-0077. That's where you'll find the specialist with the experience, equipment, and training to help make sure your property is dry the first time. So when water damage strikes your home or business, strike back by calling the cleanup team the insurance industry has trusted for more than 40 years. 217-355-0077. On the web at Serve Pro of Champaign, like it never even happened. Franchises are independent. Owned and operated.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense, no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call us at 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
When servicing your vehicle, Midas covers you with ASC certified technicians installing the right parts at a competitive price. Owner and manager Dave Peters' crew has the skill to save you time and money on repairs. Quality service is standard at your Urbana Midas store, ensuring your satisfaction. Get an oil change, engine and transmission work, brake service, tires and alignment, batteries, and of course, mufflers and exhaust. See Midas for manufacturer's scheduled maintenance for all makes. Service, it's spelled M-I-D-A-S. They're on West University, Urbana.
Spring into your new home with Busey. With free pre-qualifications, you can search for the perfect house knowing all of your options. From a new pool to the amazing new patio, let our award-winning team of associates make your dream of home ownership a reality. Visit Busey.com to apply in minutes or stop by one of our many convenient locations today. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
All right, a lot of participation in the walkout. Pushing for more gun control, no more violence in our schools. Biggest was at Urbana High School, where nearly half of the 1,100 students walked out to Carl Park. Everything went well. I think it was more in the dozens over at Central and Urbana. Unity High School had one. I think some schools said, okay, fine, there'll be disciplinary ramifications, perhaps. Detentions or unexcused absences were kind of the hanging over your head stuff.
Okay.
So really, the biggest participant locally, it seemed to be Urbana High School. And area schools had a few students here and there, but not a lot. One school corralled them to the auditorium. We're worried about security outside.
I see.
Took them to the auditorium. But bottom line is, they did what they did, and we'll see if it's any precedent regarding, you know, having something else on the table later that is peaceful. And it sounds like most schools said, you know, that's fine, but look at the handbook.
Right.
Okay, that's fine. The fact that you would endorse it or be part of it, I don't believe that happened. And so I think there's still, nationally, I think it was a middle school, the reporter got there and the 11-year-old handed her a press pack. I wonder if an adult is behind that.
Wow.
You know, the real shame here is the manipulation of the children in these cases when they don't exactly know what's going on, but somebody's pulling the puppet strings. And they go, it's all about the kids. It's a, well, actually, it's about you pushing the kids on the front line there and using them, which isn't very good. You shouldn't use children for your cause. Oh, they want to. They want to. Okay, there might be some that do, but a whole bunch have no clue.
Well, and I saw some middle school students that had official posters and even some hashtag message.
Sure, wonder where they got
that. Yeah.
So there are a few, a handful,
right,
that might do that, but not very many will do it unless you give it to them. So anyway, there you go. The walkout yesterday, all peaceful,
right,
all good.
And
so
I'm hearing
positive.
The next step to support the Parkland students down in Florida is on March 24th at Douglas Park here in Champaign. So that's a Saturday.
We are all for peaceful and safe in schools. I'm not convinced a single gun law will stop it. I think a combination of background checks, you can take away the assault rifles. I'm fine with all that stuff. But to think that law will prevent it is naive and or political. It's a combination of things that'll fix it, including people in the building that can shoot back. Okay, what was the second item?
Katy Perry.
No, there's one more.
Before okay,
I,
yeah. What was that?
No idea. Katy Perry, in an audition, young man, 19 years old, has never been in a relationship.
Have you kissed a girl and liked it?
No, I've never been in a relationship.
Really?
I can't kiss a girl without being in a relationship.
Come here, buddy.
Come here. 19 years old.
Oh, wait, hold
come
on.
Come here. Come here right now.
Katy Perry saying, come here.
You can't
come here right now.
Come here.
That cell phone's out.
What, on the cheek?
Mm-hmm. So he's going to kiss her on the cheek.
He didn't even make the smush.
Didn't make, it was just a mwah. It wasn't the smoosh, what she said.
Okay, gotcha.
So,
and that I'd have to talk to them?
So she didn't do the smoosh, and then she wants him.
Smoosh out.
So he goes to kiss her cheek again. She turns her face to kiss him on the lips. Just that. It wasn't like grab his head and smoosh, right?
Okay.
It's a little peck.
Okay.
Right. Right there. And he kind of falls down. And Katy raises her arms. He's laughing. Luke Bryan gives her a high five.
And he fell down. He fell down.
He went.
Lionel Richie all over. I thought it was fun.
19-year-old Benjamin Glaze is his name.
Yeah. So there is, I guess, some serious... I don't know. It didn't hit me that way.
Right.
There's
pushback that she took this moment from his, you know, innocent past, and now, you know, will there be? You know, he said, "I've never been in a relationship, so I've never had that first kiss."
Right. So had she grabbed his neck and forced a kiss? Yeah.
Right.
I get it. But it was one of those trick things in high school, and it's one of those. It didn't hit me at all as, oh, she's powerful, taking advantage of her. This poor kid. It didn't hit me at all.
And then there's another pushback. What if a 33-year-old male artist tricked a 19-year-old female auditioner? I mean, they're switching the roles there. What if a guy did that to a girl?
It's totally different.
Okay.
Because men are the abusers most of the time. Not all. Most of the time. That's... there's your difference there, because that would have hit like, wow, why did he, you know, she's only, wow, that, because guys do that, and so it's much more, women, yes, some, very little, women using their power and control doesn't happen, so it didn't hit me like that, and I thought it was kind of cute and fun, and just, you know, the kid laughed, and I think it was, I couldn't believe his first kiss was, you know, Katy Perry.
Right.
And it wasn't the kiss, it was,
right.
That's what it,
and then also, the dude did not make it, and she did not vote for him. So, and you know, maybe that's better in the end, that there wasn't, we had this interaction, and now I have to vote for you.
Right. I didn't hit me. Did it hit you? I mean, based on what I did setting this up and letting you know what happened, was it really wrong? Is it like, gosh, we've just got too sensitive on that kind of thing? 359-2255. It did, when I saw the thing, you know, the kid's blushing, it's kind of funny.
Right.
He seemed to be okay. I mean, again, she walks down, grabs his neck, you know, gives him the swing over and really smooches. That's different. They'll peck on the, you know, trick him and he's going to kiss the cheek and, oh, got him on the lips. Oh, just a little. it didn't hit me that way. So,
yeah, okay.
All right, 359-2255. Got any thoughts on that? All right, it's Thursday, May 15th, Ides of March. That's Caesar, right? Ides of March.
I believe so.
Caesar got murdered, I think, something like that. Been a while. Seth Denson's coming up, insurance expert, president and co-founder of GDP Advisors. I got some health insurance questions briefly. That'll be next, 7:30.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump's been making staff changes, like firing Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and hiring TV commentator Larry Kudlow as economic advisor. About speculation there's more to come, White House counsel Kellyanne Conway says there are more important things to talk about.
I'm just fascinated with all the stories about palace intrigue and personnel and a lack of stories about policy.
She was just on Fox and Friends. The younger sister of Charleston, South Carolina church shooter Dylan Roof is arrested on drug and weapons charges after being questioned by police about a post on Snapchat.
Morgan Roof wrote she hoped the students taking part in the gun violence protests on National Walkout Day would get shot, adding, "We know it's fixing to be nothing but black people walking out anyway." Deputies say the 18-year-old brought marijuana, pepper spray, and a knife to her school.
Fox's Lillian Wu. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Liberty Mutual presents worry-free music moments. Switching to Liberty Mutual could save you $782 on the perfect home and auto insurance for your needs, so you can feel good about the family budget and the massage you're about to treat yourself to.
This is awesome.
Get a quote at libertymutual.com. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide survey of new customers, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company.
Hey, it's Stevie J. Have the roof your home deserves. For your next roofing project, why don't you go with Roof Doctors, a locally owned and family-operated business for over 25 years. They use superior materials. They're a certified shingle contractor, so they can offer a 50-year non-prorated full-system warranty, and they won't loan your work out to subcontractors. Hey, Roof Doctors has worked on my home, and the results are fantastic. But don't just take it from me. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, Roof Doctors has plenty of satisfied customers. Get a free quote at roofdoctorsco.com.
Hi, this is Chapin Rose. For over a decade, Sammy Anderson served our community. She's chaired the Champaign County Bar Association's family law section, and she's given generously of her time to our veterans coming back from war. Sammy believes that a judge, above all else, should uphold our Constitution. I have confidence that Sammy Anderson's professional and personal experience make her a great candidate to serve as our circuit judge. Sammy Anderson's been dedicated to our community. She is my vote for circuit judge on March 20th, and I'd respectfully ask that you consider her as well.
I am Sammy Anderson, and I would like to personally ask for your vote on March 20th.
Paid for by Friends of Sammy Anderson.
When water rushes in, keep the damage out by calling the cleanup team that's faster to any other size disaster. Serve Pro at 217-355-0077. That's where you'll find the specialist with the experience, equipment, and training to help make sure your property is dry the first time. So when water damage strikes your home or business, strike back by calling the cleanup team the insurance industry has trusted for more than 40 years. 217-355-0077. On the web at Serve Pro of Champaign. Like it never even happened. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
Yeah, I don't know what the third thing we were going to talk about, because, you know, I don't know. I mean, it just came off the top of my head. So it's one, if you walk in the room for something and you can't remember what it is.
Which is happening more often these days.
So we just walked into the room because there was a third thing I was going to bring up. We did the walkout.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what did the text say about Ides of March?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. To get to that, for sure.
Because this is when Julius Caesar
was warned by a seer to beware of the Ides of March. He was assassinated on March 15th, Ides, or middle of March.
Like 2,000 years ago.
Right. And then another text in from Muhammad. Nationally, kids were organized / exploited by the Women's March, which is funded by George Soros.
Yep, I knew the Women's March was involved, and I know the funding coming from big George Soros. You want to go test drive a Honda? Oh, yeah. Go drive the... I want to drive the Pilot, actually. That's the kind of their SUV. They got the Odyssey, the van. I have that. CRV, got that. Check. Civic. Yep. Civic. I drove around Nathaniel's six-speed. Is it six-speed? I don't think I was ever in sixth gear. Uh-oh. Anyway, we're driving around a Civic. It's just... These are really nice. If you not price a Honda Civic... You really need to. I mean, the base on that is like under 20 or something, right? And it's a really nice looking, wonderful. I'm very impressed with the value. Go see Honda BMW Champaign, drivechampaign.com off of Neil at Burwash. They are a Honda President's Award winner for 2017. You don't get that unless you're really good at everything. And they are. So stop by before you buy any other vehicle, any other brand that you might be loyal to. Go test drive a Honda and step over to the BMW side and be impressed, because that is impressive. Honda BMW Champaign, drivechampaign.com. Drivechampaign.com. Say hey to my friend Ben Quattrone. CMI, Chemical Maintenance, Inc. Online, CMIClean.com. Betsy and Brad, they got cool stuff. Love it.
Yeah, give them a call, 359-6262.
Yeah. You can check it out. Weather brought to you by CMI. Again, all your janitorial supplies, the e-sprayer that just whacks out all the bad viruses at your workplace. They got the backpack vacuum, which I really like. I want to use it. They said I could test it. CMIClean.com, CMIClean.com.
Sunshine, high 52, 28 our low tonight, 43 the high tomorrow. Starting out sunny, then a chance of rain later, low 33 in the evening, 80% shot at showers coming into Saturday's morning's forecast, high 46, low 29. Sunny again by Sunday with a high 54. We're currently at 30 on ESPN 93.5.
Well, believe it or not, active shooter insurance is a real deal now.
Wow.
Yeah. New products show insurers reassessing risk in U.S. mass shootings. Insurance expert, president, co-founder of GDP Advisors, Seth Denson. Seth, how are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
You guys deal in charts and stuff. How in the world do you figure out an active shooter insurance? Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, about it was kind of the thought process when it came across our desk for the first time as well. But, you know, one of the things that we do in our organization is we sit on a number of panels with insurance companies, and one of those panels is with Lloyd's of London. And in one of these conversations a few years ago, as these conversations normally go, it was around, hey, what are risks that employers are facing now, businesses are facing, that aren't really addressed by the insurance market? And this is a constant conversation. Listen, years ago, cyber was the topic that we started on that day. But unfortunately, in this most recent conversation, it was active shooter.
Hmm. So what are people, are people buying this?
Well, not yet. It's just kind of come to market as of now. And probably the thought that you had when you first heard that this thing exists was the same thought we had when we said, man, we have to create it.
Yeah.
this isn't something I was proud to get to come home and tell the missus that, hey, guess what we've done today. But sadly, insurance is one of those areas that rarely do we get to talk about the great things that we got to do. But it's a reality, and it's one of those that needed to be addressed. You know, most business owners think that they're properly insured, think that the general liability coverages that they have are going to address issues that come up. But the reality is that these policies are oftentimes written with what we call gray areas, areas that aren't specifically addressed. And as if I'm a business owner and something happens to me and my organization, the last thing I want is the insurance company to come in and make a determination based on something vague that wasn't specifically addressed.
Well, how do I know I'm not being upsold by a guy like you, mm-hmm. Seth?
Sure. Well, you know, one of the things is I had sold one of these things. I've had it for 2 years, and it's not one of those things that we intentionally talk about. You know, as we talk with our clients, and specific to our organization, is one, we don't collect commissions on insurance products. So that's a pretty easy way that organizations know that I'm not upselling.
Yeah, right. Well, that's a telltale. If you're not getting something, mm-hmm. some big old bunny at the end of my signature, you know, that for sure tells you. But yeah, I mean, if somebody were to buy an active shooter insurance policy, well, it can't be very much because your odds aren't very good, right?
You know, it ranges in cost based on vulnerability, what the organization does. When this was first released, it was released in limited distribution, only to be sold in schools. And then it expanded into houses of worship, and now it's available across all business lines. Wow. But it is underwritten. And so the prices are based on an overall underwriting perspective. But if you've got a large university, let's say a university with 40,000 students.
Well, that would be us here, the University of Illinois, Seth. So we're right here.
Yeah, you can get this policy anywhere from $1 million in liability up to $20 million, ranging from, anywhere from, $50,000 to $70,000 a year.
Crazy. It is an icky thing to even think about, but it's sadly true that it is part of our lexicon now, and it's in our consciousness, which is horrible. I did buy earthquake insurance. We got that new Madrid, out there, but I think I'm paying $100 a year or something. Not very much.
You mentioned it. Unfortunately, nobody has a crystal ball, right?
Right.
And if the unexpected occurs, we want to make sure that we're protected. And I'll tell you the biggest part of this policy that I am proud about is if you want this policy as an organization, it's not just pick up the phone and buy it. It is you have to go through a vulnerability assessment.
Right.
Your people have to be trained on what to do in an active shooter situation,
wow.
how to protect themselves
wow.
and those around them.
Hmm.
And if you want the protection, you got to be trained.
This isn't one of those buy online deals then.
Not at all.
And save you a whole bunch of time
yeah.
and all that.
Yeah. Save you 15 minutes of Geico, right? That's right.
That's it, yeah. Not what we're talking about here, that's for sure.
Well, Seth, I wondered about flood insurance. A lot of people in our area were experiencing that a few weeks ago, and there are some fine print areas of that as far as if it comes in through the roof or if you live by a river or if your basement floods. There's all kinds of clauses in that I was finding out in my circle of friends on that.
That's so true. And again, kind of going back to my original statement of these gray areas and fine print, and as we started to look through the policies that organizations had around general liability, we started diving into fine print and finding that active shooter was not properly addressed, and it needed to be.
All right, Seth, good meeting you. How do people find your organization?
Yeah, they want to learn more about specifically this topic, ActiveShooterInsurance.com. ActiveShooterInsurance.com is the best place to go.
Nice meeting you. Appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me on.
Seth Denson is his name, Denson.
ActiveShooterInsurance.com.
Yeah, it's one of those,
Okay.
But, I mean, to get that, what did he say, a threat assessment, training your people?
Right.
I mean, how long does that take? You're not buying that one online.
Good to enlighten us, Stevie J.
I guess, but it's like, really? We're thinking about that now? Now, you're going, ugh. And then you're going, well, do we have coverage on that? Really? We got down to that casual? Who's got the active insurance policy shooting thing? Is that over in that cabinet? Who's right. got the policy?
Wow.
Yeah, it's really, really crazy.
Okay.
All right, ESPN 93.5, 742. Houlihan's. Still has those Irish nachos,
yes.
Reuben sliders, Reuben sandwich,
it's corned
beef.
It's a good time of year.
Corned beef and cabbage, drink specials on the weekend, green beer, Guinness drafts, Jameson shots, and Irish meals.
St. Patrick's Day on Saturday,
yeah.
but they're doing it this week.
Yeah,
so
all week.
I'm tapping into that today.
You're going over.
Of course, tomorrow is meatless for me as
right.
a Catholic. So.
But you could still do Irish nachos.
I think they do have some
meat in there.
Yeah.
Can't pick it out.
Some corned beef or something.
All right, so go do your Reuben today.
Yeah.
If you want to get that going.
I had a Reuben yesterday, too, so I'm all over it.
Well, that's good you like Reuben.
Somebody texted in about the Blarney Stone in Ivesdale yesterday, and that is a fun place to go. My friend Bridget running that place. So.
All right.
Anyway, there's a lot of great places to go to celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
We're talking about our May 5th Cardinal Cub bus trip, and it's $130 each. We're giving out two free ones if you go to the U of I Meat sales room at Lincoln and Maryland, which is very near Lincoln and Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go in, grab a couple of ribeyes for the grill, because it is getting warmer, and register. And I don't know if anybody's even registered. March 30th is when we're giving away.
You might be the, if they have corned beef. I might call them.
You might be the only one in the box.
I'm obsessed with this now.
That's all right. It's awesome to love a food.
Uh-huh.
30th, March 30, which is 15 days, we'll give away our first pair of tickets to the Cub Cardinal bus trip through the U of I Meat sales room. Register today. 744, whether you want to travel, move to a warmer climate, invest in a hobby, you have dreams for retirement, whatever they might be, the experts over at Busey Wealth Management, led by Kurt Anderson, recommend saving 10 to 15% of your annual income. Well, what should we do? 401k? IRA? Well, if it's an IRA, is it traditional? Want to do a Roth? You need somebody like Busey Wealth Management to sit with you on these issues. What do we know? We don't know a lot. They know all the details. The Roth IRA is kind of tax-free when you take it out. Traditional, you're going to be taxed when you take it out. So what's the best for you? That's what you need to chat about. And chat about your whole financial picture. You can talk to the Busey Wealth Management professionals. They're happy to sit down with you, no cost or obligation. They help determine which IRA is best for your savings strategy and take a look at your whole ball of wax, the whole picture. 800-67-BUSEY or visit any Busey location today. Investment products and services are not FDIC insured, may lose value. No bank guarantee. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC. Quarter till, sports headlines coming up.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Dan Le Batard and Stu Gatz.
What we're about to embark on Thursday isn't college basketball. It's just here are sports, nonstop sports. There's an upset. There's hope. There's a great story. There's a coach falling out of a chair. There's Radford making a run. There's never 16 even coming close to one, but there's 15 beating two. I mean, they really should be running around the court. And since their names don't matter, since the players are all interchangeable and they're broke to be the paid labor where Rick Pitino the vampire gets to make all the money, the thing that lures us there, they should just have on the back of the uniform the word upset or the word hope or the word miracle or the words feel good, because that's all you're watching. You don't. That is sports in its purest form. You don't care about the personalities and the – we're all going to learn.
McDonald's new Buttermilk Crispy Tenders are so crispy, juicy, and delicious they could pass for my own. So I will. Pass them for my own, I mean. I shouldn't be making chicken at my age, and I got things I'd rather be doing. Marianne! Do you hear that? The hot tub is calling my name.
Introducing McDonald's Buttermilk Crispy Tenders, made with all white meat chicken and no artificial colors, flavors, or preservatives. They're not grandma's, but she's okay with that. At participating McDonald's.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
Here we go. Sports headlines. It's happening at 11.
Yep. All about the brackets today and who you got. And if you haven't put them together, I'm going to be working on that soon. And Obama picked Michigan State all the way and UConn on the women's side. President Trump doesn't do this. We have the Texas Southern team and Syracuse on the playing games last night that they are now in. Tonight, we've got Memphis and the Bulls going at it. Pacers will host Toronto, Blackhawks and Winnipeg in NHL action, St. Louis Blues in Colorado. Illinois beat Milwaukee in the home opener 9-6 yesterday. Yep. Illinois softball team wins their doubleheader, sweeping in that bragging rights game 5-2 and 9-6. We also have Illinois wrestlers in Cleveland for the NCAA wrestling. Congratulations to Isaiah Martinez, the number one seed, and four other wrestlers. Nick Hardy, Big Ten Golfer of the Week.
Erica Harold, running for Attorney General, State of Illinois, will join me next hour at 8:20. Erica Harold, who I can't say enough good things about. And if she doesn't win, everything she runs for, it's an us issue. because you can't find anybody that solid of integrity and just smarts. I'm just a huge Erica Herold fan. And
there's a few running for the attorney general.
Well,
including Pat Quinn, who has the name recognition.
Well, the Republican is a guy in Chicago who's been dissing on Erica, and it's like, what are you doing, huh? You're not supposed to be
he
in
wants
this race.
To win.
Well, he's a Republican. Stand down, sir. We
okay.
have our Republican, and the Republican Party backs Erica. And then whatever Democrat they put up, whatever it is.
Well, and there's a bunch of that. And again, Pat's 69.
Well, Pat Quinn, I don't think he'll even get out of the primary at this point. There's somebody else that it doesn't matter. Erica Herold should win this race.
Okay, I'm seeing eight pitchers on the Democratic side.
Good for them.
So.
I don't care.
Wow.
I'm a big Erica fan. Anyway, she'll stop by in the next hour.
What is Lisa Madigan's plan now?
Well, I don't know.
Okay.
I think she did focus groups and found
out. Not opting to seek a fifth term.
I think they did focus groups and determined that she wasn't going to win.
Wow.
And they just said choosing to do other things. So,
okay.
Because Madigan in this state, not so good.
Right.
In that bad perception. Okay, we're going to call Troy Lanza.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
a big deal tomorrow night with Lifeline Connect. Their featured speaker is a guy with an amazing story and a heck of a speaker. Weldon Long will call on the show next hour at 8:35. And Lifeline Connect's a big fundraiser tomorrow night, the big dinner. Troy is very much involved in all that. John Decker at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. He'll be calling from the White House. That'll be in just a few moments at 8:08. Our Fox News Radio superstar, John Decker, in just a few moments. Stand by for that. And the doggy. That was the thing that I forgot to talk about that I'd mentioned 720, and then Diane said, no, it was the dog. Oh, yeah, the dog that was on the United Airlines flight that died because the flight attendant made him put it in the overhead bin. Are you kidding? Then there's Troy Lanza. How are you?
I'm doing well yourself. Sun's shining.
Oh, man.
Warm up.
Weldon Long is on my show at 8:35.
That's awesome.
He's the keynote for Lifeline Connect tomorrow night. You're very active in that. And it's going to be awesome. It's just going to be awesome. And Lifeline Connect gives people a chance to really rehab with the foundation of faith and get off
Correct.
Drugs and the stories. And you use and hire great people that come out of that, Troy, and they work out wonderfully.
They work out well, yes. It's a, like you said, it's a faith-based program. It's not 30 days you're out. It's a year-long program. And then after that, there's accountability pieces that they put in. So in other words, they're not just turning them back out. They're giving them tools and things to help cope down the road because, you know, as life hits you and they're not careful, the trigger points could still possibly be there. So it's a great program. They're only able to house seven men at this time, looking to build a 24-man dorm. And if you look at any of the news or watch anything, listen to anybody, the opioid epidemic is staggering.
And there's a need, and the success rate at Lifeline Connect is super, isn't it?
It's run right about 70% now.
That's really remarkable that the Lord has touched this ministry because you don't get 7 out of 10 in drugs.
Right.
So it's faith-based, and you're a big part of this. And I got to ask you, I know we're talking heating, cooling, and air, but what is it about this particular ministry that appealed to you?
Well, I basically when I started this whole thing out, I interviewed the first man as a favor. I had no intentions of getting involved. Put him through a three-step interview process where we met for at least an hour per time that we interviewed. And I thought, you know what, this may work out. So I dipped my toe in the water, so to speak, and took a chance on the first guy. And it's been about 4 years now, and it's been remarkable. And we currently have 6.
And you would encourage other employers to consider an interview?
Yes.
Okay.
You know, you look at it and say, well, you're taking a chance. Yes, you are. But I've had employees that did not have that background, and then something popped up in their life, and they couldn't cope with it, and they turned to a mechanism such as drugs or alcohol. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they needed another chance as well. So I look at that as no different. We're running the risk even with somebody without that.
Yeah, that's true.
That background.
Yeah, you're right. Troy Lanza, Lanza Heating, Cooling, Plumbing. Hope people raise a lot of money for Lifeline Connect. And if they want to give or can't go to the banquet tomorrow night, they can. Weldon Long will talk a little next hour about it. He's a dynamic speaker. It'll be really a treat. It'll be a fantastic.
It'll be awesome.
All right. And people, by the way, I'm going to do some air conditioning checkups here soon.
We're going to start. And not quite yet. But
not quite yet. And hopefully done with the furnace work, I hope.
Yeah. It's just like, yep. We're getting to that point to where it's like, okay, things are starting to green up. It's warming up. Hopefully. You can't look at Monday and Tuesday's forecast and maybe tonight's, but beyond that, it's going to get better.
Troy, you're the man. 800 air repair if people need any help when they're heating, cooling, plumbing. You're a good man. Thanks for your time.
Talk to you soon.
All right, buddy.
And LandsInc.com.
ESPN.
Recovery Blueprint 24, benefiting Lifeline Connect. And if you want to just go to lifelineconnect.org and get more details, it's happening at the Hilton Garden Inn tomorrow at 6:30.
The dog.
Yeah.
So United Airlines has lost 41 pets since 2015.
Really?
What is going on with United? Wow. I love United Airlines, but I'm not taking my dog on it because something's going on. So this person, this woman had a little pug or something, and it was kind of jutting out in the aisle. And
they suggest the overhead bin?
And then the flight attendant says, I didn't know a dog was in there. Oh, come on.
Right.
If you had a dog, are you not going to just climb all over the wall saying, that's my dog, that's my dog. I don't want. There's no air up there. There's no air up there. Put the puppy up there. Dog's dead. United Airlines apologizes profusely, says they're reviewing their pet policies. The flight attendant says didn't know there was a dog in there. I think that's impossible. Because if you own that dog, you're not just shuffling it up there like sweaters. You're saying, that's my dog. I love my dog. That's dangerous. We're not putting it up there. And you're probably getting in a little bit of a scuffle. Because you're not going to let your dog die from no air. So they're going to pay whatever it's going to be on whatever judge or lawyer settles on the number. But the puppy will be compensated because the United says that's our fault. And we're really sorry.
Right.
But to not know there's a dog in there, I don't buy.
Well, and I put United Airlines dog in, and now another story has come up about a dog that was supposedly bound for Kansas mistakenly shipped to Japan.
Yeah, there was that. They went the wrong way.
I mean,
darn it. And the dog doesn't even speak Japanese. So hopefully the dog will be okay. That's a long flight back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
So a few missteps when it comes to these beloved pets.
Well, United particularly is struggling a little bit with this area. So they either need to not allow dogs or get it right.
Right.
756 ESPN 93.5. Erica Harold coming up in our next hour.
Awesome.
She's going to be our next attorney general. If she isn't, I'm moving. No, I'm kidding. But I mean, really. We'll be back.
The Honda Dream Garage Spring Event is back. And if you're ready for a new Honda, it's time to start your engines. Take it from me, Honda IndyCar driver James Hinchcliffe. That's the spacious Honda Pilot. It's got seating for up to 8 and an available rear entertainment system. And that's the sporty Honda Civic. It's got an available turbocharged engine I'd recognize anywhere, even without the blindfold. Wait, did I mention I was wearing a blindfold? I didn't. Well, that's what makes this so impressive.
You could get a great deal at the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event at your Honda dealer.
I'm IndyCar driver James Hinchcliffe at the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event. I know these vehicles so well, I can identify them blindfolded. That's the available turbocharged engine on the Honda Civic at KBB.com Best Buy.
Hurry into the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event and get 0.9% APR on select 2018 Civic models for well-qualified buyers.
Visit your Central Illinois Honda dealers today.
Offer excludes all Civic Type R models. See dealer for financing details. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book, KBB.com. Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company, Incorporated.
When water rushes in, keep the damage out by calling the cleanup team that's faster to any other size disaster. Serve Pro at 217-355-0077. That's where you'll find the specialist with the experience, equipment, and training to help make sure your property is dry the first time. So when water damage strikes your home or business, strike back by calling the cleanup team the insurance industry has trusted for more than 40 years. 217-355-0077 on the web at Serve Pro of Champaign, like it never even happened. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
If you have hard water, the lime scale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate lime scale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com.
That's goodclearwater.com.
You already love how convenient your debit card is. How much more would you love yours if it was rewarding too? Hi, this is Atta Durakan from First Federal Savings Bank, introducing You Choose Rewards. Every time you use your First Federal debit card, you earn points that reward you with exactly what you want. Just enroll and make the same purchases you normally do. Gas, groceries, or pay bills. Our easy-to-use rewards website helps you track points and shows you how to redeem them for fabulous rewards. Whatever you choose, visit 356bank.com. First Federal Savings Bank. Get what you want out of life. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Okay, you will buy meat sales room theme song audition number 238.
Meat, 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 meat.
Ah, boy, not this again. Okay, next, please.
The meat room.
Yes, again, that's already been done before. One more, please.
Steaks and burgers. The meat sales room, steaks and burgers.
The You Will Buy Meat sales room on Maryland and Urbana. They may not have clever theme songs, but they do have the best meat in town.
What if buying groceries for your family helps someone else be theirs? By shopping at Salt and Lights Grocery and Thrift Store, you change lives and transform your community.